What is up, everybody? We have reached our last segment of the day. You're going to want to stick around. We got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba coming up next. If you want to get away from some politics, talk a little pop culture, movies, and all that kind of good stuff, you're going to want to stick around. I love me some Pete Schwabba after I get done with our great discussions here. We got a couple of callers on the lines. You want to get in your last thoughts of the day on Trump's first 100 days, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Here is the fact. Donald Trump's approval ratings, or should I say disapproval ratings, his disapproval ratings are higher and his approval ratings are lower than any other president in recent poll, and I've heard it stated this way, since we basically started doing mathematically accurate polling. So let me put it this way. His approval ratings are lower than any other president in the history of American political polling at this point in his presidency. That's the fact. He's polling worse than anybody else. But on planet Trump, this is what he says.
In 100 days, we have delivered the most profound change in Washington in nearly 100 years. I read an editorial today that this is the most consequential presidency in history. How about that? And it wasn't even by a group that would normally be supporting us. It was a group of people that I think they tend to be on the liberal side, but they said it's the most important election. November 5th,
so do we have the sound of him talking about it is the best 100 day start? Do we have that?
And we're here tonight in the heartland of our nation to celebrate the most successful first 100 days of any administration in the history of our country. And that's according to many, many people.
I mean, this is just insanity. Like, that is not true. That is just a bald-faced lie. Have you no shame at all, sir? Apparently not. And then this craziness that he also had to say today about his actual approval ratings. Let's take a listen.
In 100 days, we have delivered the most profound change in Washington in nearly 100 years. I read an editorial today that this is the most...
Okay, not this sound either. That's all right. Here's what he said. He said, they do these polls where they interview far more Democrats. I saw them over the past few days. I had them checked out. They interview far more Democrats more in the polls. They say Trump has only a 44% approval rating. If it was legit, it would be 60 or 70%. What are you even talking about? And I'm going to give some love at this moment to Brian from Milwaukee, who on the text stream, 855-752-4842, shared with us this. LeavingMAGA.org. LeavingMAGA.org is a supportive, non-judgmental community for anyone who's trying to or has left the MAGA movement or is starting to question their support for Trump and the MAGA ideals. If you've got doubts, you might be experiencing a little buyer's remorse or simply looking for a safe place to talk, you are not alone. Check out leavingmaga.org. I am all about it. Our good friend Tom from LA has been quite patient. Tom, thank you for hanging out with us this afternoon. What do you have to say, sir?
It's amazing, Maggie. Strong and wrong, I guess, always wins, because this guy, he takes it to another level. He just lives in his own fantasy world. But I wanted to call because, boy, a lot more people are going to be joining that website after May 20th of this year. And I would also recommend everyone check out J.B. Pritzker's speech from yesterday. Was on the Midas Touch, and I'll tell you what, I think JBP might be our next FDR along with AOC. So anyway, this is my prediction, and I'm excited.
Let me ask you this, Tom. I think Pritzker has a way of communicating that is incredibly compelling. that I think is more compelling than how Bernie Sanders' message is, and more compelling than the way Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez messages. What do you think? I just think Pritzker has a very, the way that he walks up to the issues, I think is very big tent.
Yeah, he has also, well, one, he is an actual billionaire.
Right.
So it might take an actual billionaire to beat this
a pretend billionaire.
Side. Yeah. Yeah. And it might take him to beat the other side and maybe actually get money out of politics is really my hope. So we don't have to deal with this mess anymore and we restore government back to we the people. I think also what he did was he did not talk in prose. He spoke very, very clearly and succinctly the way FDR did.
Yes.
In terms of the speech that happened. And I think sometimes Bernie, who I love, but I don't think he uses the FDR type of speech the way I'm going to see J.B. Pritzker use it. And I think J.B. Pritzker just kind of does the signposting where he, you know, is saying this and then this and then this. So it
right.
doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out speech. It can just be bumper stickers. And what I will said is that I hope he takes that speech and I hope he just says it and says it and says it until people are just, they know the speech inside and out, because that's what Republicans do. And I think he's very, very good at that. I think he's really good.
Yeah, thank you, Tom from LA. We have to message over and over and over again. We say no to billionaire overlords. We say no to more tax cuts for billionaires and 100 millionaires and the world's wealthiest corporations. We say yes to American families. We say yes to American excellence. We can have due process and safe and secure borders. I'm Maggie Dawn. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.